The dangers are twofold. On one side, it's detachment. You work in the face of these terrible experiences, and you stop engaging in it because it's just too costly for you. For me personally, what was harder was when I was working with an AIDS group and all the men in it died during the 90s, and I just felt really much worse than I expected. I felt really defeated by it. It wasn't very rational. But in the work with torture, I find it not being quite as demanding on me as a therapist, because I see so much ability to get through this. But I really feel it's very important not to do this by oneself. And that's why we meet as a group and talk about it and talk about the experiences that we struggle with as well. I just had one guy that I worked with for about 3 years that discontinued treatment. And he did it after I was gone for a month. And it's driving me crazy because I don't know why he discontinued. And it's difficult for me to handle my reactions. And yet, in talking about it with the group, they're suggesting that give him some time, you know. And you don't, I don't want to go into the details on it, but I'm using it as an example of how the group helps me to be able to handle it better. I'm supposed to be the supervisor of it, but we're all in this together, and we all need to talk it through and sort out which are our reactions and which are theirs. The opposite side of detachment is enmeshment, where we take it too much home with us.